Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, the Tuesday show. Always interested in the state of our hospitality industry here in Greater Milwaukee. John Wise is the Vice President of Food and Beverage at Marcus Hotels and Resorts. John joins us in studio this morning. John, I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I said before the break, on Friday, we were at the Bucks game downtown. After the game, kind of took a walk through downtown, stopped in at St. Kate. DJ playing, really lively scene, press club event upstairs. It seemed like there were a lot of locals there, and I don't know if that was necessarily the case a couple years ago, but it seems like kind of the locals are flocking back to the hotel bar scene.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I can tell you, obviously, the two COVID years, 20 and 21, not so much. Mm-hmm. But the last 3 years, 22, 23, and 24 have been like record-breaking years for Marcus Hotels and for the industry in general.
Yeah.
In any good city, New York, Chicago, Milwaukee, I've noticed that the better hotels become part of the fabric of the local community. People celebrate there. They have their weddings there. They have their corporate parties there. And now having these really active bars in the lobby, it's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. And you get that really good mix, I think, when you walk into a great hotel bar. That you see locals, but then you see people from out of town, and you're able to just have those creative conversations that help build community. And I don't know, for me, like that's what I love about the hotel bar space.
No, you're right. And they're typically a lot bigger, and there's a lot more environment and atmosphere. It's not a club. It's not completely a bar. It's something different.
Yeah.
I love the vibe at St. Kate. You know, everybody who checks in gets a glass of champagne. And I remember seeing once there was this elderly lady walking away from the desk carrying her champagne glass in one hand, headed for the elevator, dragging her suitcase along, spilling on the concrete. And I go, it's awesome.
That's just right. Awesome.
It's St. Kate.
Yes, indeed. So what are some of the bigger challenges or some of the new challenges now in the hospitality industry? Obviously, a lot more competition. And you know, how are you moving to adapt to them?
Well, first of all, there's a ton of new hotels everywhere, but a lot of these hotels are what we call limited service. They might have breakfast, and that's about it. Food and beverage is not easy, but it's something that Marcus has always been involved in. The family, obviously their history with Big Boy and restaurants and theaters, they see things a little bit differently, and that's why we're called to not only run our own hotels, but to manage other people's hotels as well. So the challenge continues for us in food and beverage is finding great people.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of choices now.
And what are the price pressures? I mean, obviously, you know, costs continue to go up on all levels, and you got to incorporate the infrastructure and the people into that.
Right. And you can only, you know, at some point you just can't raise prices anymore, right? You have to eat that at a point. And inflation was really bad for a while, and food was one of the last kind of things to go down, but it has moderated. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely not looking at increasing any prices.
Yeah. And as you look at trends, if you will, I mean, it's still kind of on point that luxury, wellness, and sustainability, are those kind of the three paths in the hospitality industry that are still growing?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, as I said earlier, it's community as well. Luxury for sure in our hotels. The spas at Pfister and Grand Geneva are constantly booked.
Mm-hmm.
The afternoon tea at the Pfister, a very kind of a hoity-toity fun thing. We've tripled the amount of business we've done in the last 2 years there, so that's a really good thing, too. Mm-hmm. And sustainability, I don't know that people ask for it, but they appreciate it when they see it.
Yeah.
And when they see we're careful on how we break down our waste and how we serve our food and beverage, that's important.
How about talent acquisition and retention? It's a pretty competitive labor market, especially in that restaurant space. I think there's always another option where you can make a little bit more, and people are always evaluating their options. How is that on your end?
Well, you know, we're fortunate. We have a lot more resources than the typical place, so we have better benefit packages, insurance, movie tickets, things like that. The culture is really good. The stability of working for a company that's not going to go away. And, you know, the family history is a big thing, too. And, you know, Greg plays piano in St. Kate once a week and Blue once a week, too.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, more with John Wise from Marcus Hotels and Resorts, the holiday event business. I want to get his take on our big corporate parties back. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by John Weiss, Vice President of Food and Beverage at Marcus Hotels and Resorts. John, what are you seeing in terms of the return of the big corporate party? Are you seeing corporations make investments for those holiday parties that, you know, just 100, maybe 1,000 people in a hotel ballroom? Are you seeing a return of those events?
There's definitely some of those parties. Yeah. I think even before COVID, they were kind of on the wane. What's a little bit more typical might be like small departments going out for lunch or in smaller things. So we have really great medium-sized spaces and some smaller spaces in addition to the big ballrooms. And again, everything at the hotels is decorated so beautifully for the holidays.
Yeah. All right. Very good. So you have a couple big events coming up. One of my local favorite places is Boswell Books on Downer Avenue. Always really cool activations with authors and fun events there. And they take a lot of their events with authors kind of outside the walls of the bookstore and do them at locations like yours.
Yeah, I've been doing events with Daniel Golden at Boswell for years, and he does bring in the best people, and he's one of the last independent bookstores that really should be supported.
Yeah.
So he reached out to us, and he has, Milwaukee is the most German of all the cities in the U.S. The Pfister was owned and built by German immigrants, and our corporate chef, Mark Weber, is German. So when he said, hey, we got Louisa Weiss, German food expert with a cookbook on classic German food, do an event tomorrow, Wednesday, at the Pfister Hotel, we were all in.
And Louisa's new book actually comes out today. So
it's apropos there. So we get her at the start of her tour.
Classic German Cooking is a collection of more than 100 of the best recipes from German and Australian home cooks. And like you said, the Marcus executive chef, Mark Weber, will pair with her and talk about all the beauty of German cooking. Where can people get information about tickets for this event?
It's on the Pfister website. If you go to events, you can click on it. It's selling pretty quickly, actually. And I'm not lying, it is really.
All right, that's good.
And don't forget the great white German wines are fantastic, too, with that.
Always pair it with the right wine, for sure. So if you look, I don't know if you can see it from the street view, but on top of the Hilton in downtown Milwaukee, on top of the parking garage is what?
Hives. Robert McEnany has got his own little beekeeping operation, and he tends hives all over the city.
Okay.
And so, and he shares the honey with us. So this is the second year in a row we are doing our barrel and bees dinner. We're doing bourbon-infused foods, honey-infused foods. And we'll start the party inside the Monarch lobby, where he'll bring down some of the bees and some of their hives that people can see, have some appetizers, and then go into the Chop House and have a great four-course dinner.
All right. Yes, the beautiful Milwaukee Chop House inside the Hilton City Center downtown, Barrels and Bees. That event is Friday, November 8th.
That's correct. Yeah.
And so all the honey that is made atop the parking garage, is that sourced and then used at all the restaurants at Marcus?
Well, no, just strictly at the Hilton.
Just at the Hilton?
At the Chop House.
Okay.
He takes some, we take some, and it's a very good partnership.
All right, very good. John Weiss is the Vice President of Food and Beverage at Marcus Hotels and Resorts. Appreciate your time this morning, and all the best as we enter in the beautiful holiday season.
Thank you.